Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. All right, you want to get up and you want to start getting active too. Well, good for you. Rock on. But what are you supposed to eat to fuel your body before and after exercise? Our go-to registered dietitian is Nancy Clark, a nationally renowned registered dietitian in sports medicine especially. She is award-winning. I know there's a new award in there too, Nancy. And a regular here on Her Radio. Her book is Nancy Clark's Sports Nutrition Guidebook, literally a Bible for anyone out there who wants to know how to be able to eat well as they stay active. So, Nancy, welcome to Her Radio again. There's your question. What food should you be eating to fuel your body before and after exercise? You and I know that people are out there eating like they're going to do an Ironman when all they're doing is a walk around the block. So, what should they be doing? Let's start with before you exercise.
It's so true. But some people are Ironmen. So we can address two groups. One that are just walking around the block and one that are Ironmen. And the folks that are walking around the block, if they have their breakfast and walk around the block, or if they have their breakfast and go to the gym, then they'll be plenty fueled. Or maybe they want to have part of their breakfast before they do their workout and then the rest of it afterwards. But many people, when they exercise, really don't exercise very hard.
Huh, that's interesting. And I think that you know from studies out there that people overestimate how much they really exercise and the intensity of their exercise. And this is not true of athletes. This is just your average wonderful person, just like so many of our listeners out there. So what's the magic fuel? All right, I'm going to get up in the morning, and I want to be able to have appropriate fuel on board. What's the mix of carbohydrate, protein, and fat?
Well, I talk more about food because people eat food and not carbs and protein and fat. But they do want some carbs to fuel their muscles and their brain, and they want some protein to build and repair their muscles. So generally for the fitness exerciser, if they're exercising in the morning, what I recommend is that they have a little bit of their breakfast before they work out, because they don't want to have too much food that's uncomfortable in their stomach. And then they refuel afterwards with the rest of their breakfast. So maybe they have banana beforehand and then cereal and milk afterwards. Or maybe they have an English muffin and peanut butter beforehand and some yogurt and fruit afterwards. So if you can back your workout into a meal, or then you don't end up taking in extra calories. For people that work out in the afternoon, sometimes they fuel up beforehand and then they refuel afterwards and then they go eat a great big dinner. It's like, why don't they just back their workout into their dinner? And then they've automatically recovered there. But the question is, do people need to fuel up beforehand so that they enjoy exercise? But how many of them really deplete themselves and need to refuel afterwards?
Well, how would you answer that question? I mean, a lot of people think that a 1 hour spin class, they should go out and, you know, refuel like mad. What do you think?
It depends on how hard they spun and also when they're spinning again. If people are exercising within the next 6 hours, then certainly they need to rapidly refuel. But if they do a spin class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they've got plenty of time to refuel. Certainly, the benefits of eating something afterwards are that it curbs the appetite. Because if you don't eat, say, within the half hour afterwards, probably by an hour, the cookie monster is going to tap on your shoulder. So we have to look at why you're eating. And if they could more easily just back that spin class, time it so that it just backs right into their dinner, then that can save them some calories that they might otherwise think they need.
All right. Well, so here's a question that comes up all the time. And actually, Gretchen Reynolds in the New York Times did a summary of this a study that came out and basically said, well, the question is, should you eat at all before you do your morning workout? And if you're looking for optimal fat loss, which so many people are doing out there, they're trying to weight manage and they're trying to, drop excess body fat. They're questioning, well, gosh, should I have anything before I go out? Should I let it go? Because the study actually indicated that if you didn't have anything to eat, you actually over time dropped more body fat. It was a small study. It was men only. Yeah, big surprise, right? But what is your thought about that?
That's an individual conversation. Some people eat a lot of food at the end of the day. And when they wake up, they really don't need to eat anything before they go to the gym because they're living off the fat of the land from the night before. Other people might have a diet dinner at 6 at night. And then by 7 the next morning, they have low blood sugar. And if they go to the gym and don't eat anything, their workout might not be very much fun. So I come across a lot of dieters who think they really shouldn't eat before they exercise because it's like, you know, I'm exercising to burn off calories. Why should I eat something beforehand? That's really counterproductive. Well, my answer is the E in exercise is for enjoyment, and to exercise on empty is really not very much fun. Is that really sustainable for the rest of your life? So again, it's a conversation. There's not one answer that fits everybody, but I generally encourage my clients to separate exercise and weight. I want them to exercise for the right reason, to feel good about themselves, muscles, bones, heart disease, cancer, you know, all sorts of good reasons, and not just to burn off calories. Because, you know, people in the hospital lose weight and they aren't exercising, they aren't,
precisely.
So, yeah. So much of weight reduction relates to creating a calorie deficit.
I love that. And that's a really good point. What food should you not have before you work out?
Well, you don't want to have things that settle heavily and feel like a brick in your stomach. Probably if you have, a heavy cheese omelet with bacon on the side and buttered toast, it'd probably be a pretty heavy meal to try to, lug through a 4-mile jog. So the portion makes a difference, so eating 300 calories is a lot different than eating 600, 700, 800 calories. And the kinds of foods make a difference so that fatty foods tend to sit heavily, whereas lighter foods like a banana or some, an English muffin, a piece of toast, bowl of oatmeal or something tends to be more easily digested.
I do a little combination myself. I do some peanut butter. You know that's my go-to, Nancy. A peanut butter on a couple of pieces of banana.
Precisely.
And it just goes down, and it doesn't give me that feeling that my stomach now resides in another state. Which I would hate. And what's also interesting is if you're doing endurance exercise, especially, you really don't need a boatload of food there. You just need strategic food. That's why, honestly, any of the nut butters I have found to be really, really helpful. I'm thinking back to, you're up there in Boston. We're all talking to Nancy Clark, the nationally renowned registered dietitian. I remember just not having that much, honestly, a bagel and peanut butter and the rest of it before I even, took off and did my thing. All right. So, Nancy, you've helped us answer the questions. What food should you be eating to fuel your body before and after exercise? Nancy Clark's Sports Nutrition Guidebook is the book you got to go out and get. NancyClarkRD.com is the website. Nancy, I can't thank you enough for helping us understand this wonderful, fabulous topic of how do you eat around exercise. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Ropes, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and you better stay well.